Montana has about 1,400 Jews, Mississippi about 1,500, South Dakota 250. If I lived in any one of those beautiful states, I would not be writing this article. But I live in New York, home to about 1,800,000 Jews, so the politics of being Jewish affects me and my family in a very existential, life and death, way. It's quite simple for me, as it should be for all Jews, given the fact that in a world of about 8 billion people, we Jews are a minuscule 16 million, only about 6 million in the United States, 8 million in Israel, and another 2 million around the world. That is equivalent to the proverbial drop in the ocean. A pressing imperative. If we Jews and our supporters don't aggressively address the pandemic of anti-Semitism that is galloping around the globe and exploding here in America, rampant on college campuses, aided and abetted by a craven media that gives credibility to career hate mongers like Louis Farrakhan and his ilk, and even contaminating the hallowed halls of the U.S. Congress, with more floridly hate Jews, hate Israel Democrats than ever before in history, then we know from our tragic history that annihilation could be right around the corner. Sadly, the Democrat Party of old, of JFK, Senator Henry "Scoop" Jackson, Senator and VP Walter Mondale, et al., has vanished, replaced by Democrats like the Squad, who spew their poisonous hatred of Jews and Israel from the House of Representatives itself. Then there are those who remain thunderously silent, including elected Democrat Jews like Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, Gerald Nadler, Elliot Engel, Adam Schiff, Richard Blumenthal, et al. Don't be fooled by the boilerplate, politically correct press releases written by their aides. Once these statements are made public, these cowards go back to cowering before the radical leftists who now call the shots in the Democrat Party, most prominently the racists who continue to vent their anti-Semitic bile to this day. Where did all the advocates go? Shockingly, most of the Jewish organizations that once supported and defended Jews in America abandoned those roles, having caved to their biggest donors' conversion to a new religion called social justice. These are the quislings who reach out to, in essence, endorse groups like Black Lives Matter, Antifa and others that wantonly attack synagogues, Jewish businesses and ordinary Jewish citizens walking in their neighborhoods, and brazenly promote the boycott, divest, sanction, BDS, movement to destroy Israel through economic strangulation. For instance, the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, founded in 1913, aggressively and successfully fulfilled its mission to stop the defamation of the Jewish people, until 102 years after its founding when, in 2015, Jonathan Greenblatt became the ADL's national director and CEO. Greenblatt worked for three far-left regimes antagonistic to Israel: the Clinton administration, the Obama fiasco, and the George Soros-funded Aspen Institute. Now, Mr. Greenblatt sounds deranged when he states that only a small number of the Black Lives Matter anarchy group don't like Jews, when he knows full well, and Americans can see with their own eyes, that it is one of the most rabidly Jew and Israel-loathing groups in the world. According to columnist and author, the late Rabbi Aryeh Sparrow, the ADL under Greenblatt has betrayed its original mission of fighting anti-Semites by forging a new partnership with one of America's most notorious anti-Semites, Al Sharpton. But the ADL is only one example out of nearly a dozen that I place in the category of turncoats against the Jewish people. More on this in a future article. America to the rescue. I have always felt safe in America, protected by the powerful principles of the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, by the always reliable police and fire departments in every community where I've lived, and by local, state, and national leaders of both political parties who fought to preserve our extraordinary way of life through our country's bedrock foundations of God, family, freedom, and safety. But with the advent of the well-organized, heavily financed emergence of the Jew-hating, Christian-hating, America-hating, cancel culture, what can people do? Yes, they can call or write a letter or email to their elected representative, for which they'll get back a form letter written by an intern. But a surefire cure for this downward plunge into the sewers of our body politic is to vote out every Democrat running for office. Not one of these America-loathing, anarchist-supporting people is worthy of representing either their constituents or America itself. Just ask them. They will tell you that they support the terrorism, which they call protests, and also that they want to raise your taxes, cut funding to the police and military that protect you and your children, institute the socialized medicine and education that have failed in every country they've ever been instituted, and enact the big government programs that protect you from cradle to grave. In next November's crucial election, your life could be changed forever for the worse. Whether Jew or Christian, if you believe in self-preservation, be smart. Joan Swirsky is a New York-based journalist and author who can be reached at joneswersky@gmail.com. Her website is www.joneswersky.com.